Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Thompson goes away, forces up a left-hand shot. That doesn't go. Loose ball on the deck. Curry comes up, steps over Shingu, dribbles into the front court, puts down the brakes. A bloody heel wide open, left corner, three ball on the way. He got it! It's a 20-point lead for Golden State. And the lights are starting to go down here in Houston. Buddy Hield with the ball up top. Waiting for Draymond. Finds Draymond. Rockets play good man-to-man defense here. Kajewski left side guarded by Shingun. Seven to shoot. Goes baseline. Takes a fadeaway jumper. Swish! Falling out of bounds. Tough shot, and the Warriors needed that one in every which way. What a clutch shot by Kajewski. He has 9 points. And now we've got our guest, Brandon Pajemski. He's going to put the headset on. Hey, Brandon, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, man. Hey, congratulations on this win. What a game for you guys tonight. What do you think worked well for Golden State, especially in that first half?
We just didn't turn the ball over. We made them play in the half court. We took the three ball out the game for the entire game. And it helped us win. Man, am I tired.
Well, you know, it's part of the energy and everything of Game 7. So tell me a little bit, what you've been in now 7 playoff games. What was it like for you in this Game 7? Was it different at all?
I think this morning I just told myself I was going to just kind of leave it all out there with the effort part. And I can feel it right now. I'm pretty tired. Obviously, we'd like to make some shots, but at the end of the day, we won the game, and that's the most important thing. And could be more excited that we got 4 more cracks at it.
4 more cracks at it with the Timberwolves, and we'll talk about that when we get to Minnesota. But let me ask you this tonight. You know, in the zone you guys were playing, how important was it, not only for you guys, as you mentioned, to keep Van Vliet and maybe Jalen Green from getting threes off, but letting the Rockets try to earn everything in the paint?
Yeah, we talked about it in shoot around and in practice of, you know, Green and Van Vliet. A lot of times in our zone, they're trying to ball fake to get the ball to Shingun and let him get downhill and play 2-on-1 versus Dre. And so we just made a big emphasis on just having a body on Shingun. You've seen a lot of times I was on him. A lot of times Buddy got on him. Jimmy was on him. And we were just like, if we keep a body on him and they throw it to him, we're going to live with those tough twos because he has to bump with us. It's going to wear him down. And over the course of 48 minutes, you can't play that way and win, you know. And it shows. I don't know how many points they had, but if you take the last couple minutes away of them just chucking threes, we did a great job. And so we made that adjustment and took the three ball out the game. And you see what happens when we do that.
Now, you guys made 18 threes. They made only 6. That's a huge differential.
Yep.
And you know, you mentioned the banging part, but I thought you guys were great. I thought you were really good, really active, really trying to scrap and get loose balls and battle people. Congratulations on that. That's a job well done. Anytime you can win a Game 7, it's a great win. And let's go to Minneapolis.
Yeah, let's do it. Here we go, guys.
Thank you, man. Brandon Pajemski, our guest. And he finished with a total of 9 points. Well, the Warriors have hung on for the win here tonight in Houston. And they'll get ready for their flight to Minneapolis tomorrow. The Warriors become the 7th number 7 seed to reach the semifinals since 2023. They improved to 8-0 in the first round since 2015. The last first round loss for the Warriors in the playoffs was 2014 to the LA Clippers. Remember the 7-game series? That was the Donald Sterling series, and it was kind of crazy, that series from start to finish. And the Warriors lost in 7 games and then went on to win the title the next year. Golden State, 20 of the last to 21 playoff series against Western Conference teams. The only Western Conference loss they had in that sequence was against the LA Lakers a couple of years back. And they improved now to 5-0 against the Rockets in playoff series. They've won the first 4 against different versions of the Rockets, including the Harden, Chris Paul Rockets, the Dwight Howard Rockets, and now this young squad. And they've won their last 3 Game 7s, and they improved to 4-1 since 2015 in Game 7s. They're 7-5 all time. And Steph Curry now, in his last 2 Game 7s, has combined for 72 points. So, wow. The 7 playing a 6 seed, which is what's going to happen now. The Warriors will play Minnesota, who is the number 6 seed. So the last time that happened was in 2023. The Warriors and Lakers, L.A. 1-6, and then Houston and Seattle. That was way back when. That was back in 1987, according to Daryl Lerato, the Warriors PR staff. And, wow. So just a very, very big win. You can't say enough about Buddy Hield. You know, so happy for Buddy to do this on national stage, a national TV game. And he had a total of 33 points tonight, his playoff career high. He was 12 of 15 from the field, 9 of 11 from the three-point line. In fact, the Warriors outscored the Rockets 54 to 18 from three. Let me say that again. They outscored the Rockets 54 to 18 from three. That's a huge difference in the game. And Buddy Hield, a big reason why. 9 threes. He had 22 in the first half. Set the tone for the Warriors. Kept the Rockets at bay. And certainly allowed, you know, Golden State to go into the locker room with a 12-point lead at the break, 51 to 39. Steph would finish with 22. He had only 3 in the first half, 19 in the second half. 10 rebounds, though, all on the defensive end. It just shows you the activity the Warriors had. They were out-rebounded by 14, but they were only out-rebounded by 3 on the defensive glass. And Steph had 10 of their 38 rebounds with 7 assists, 2 steals, 2 block shots. And you could tell after the game that it meant a lot to him. He was walking around the arena, found his wife Aisha, made sure he wanted to say hi to them. He was just taking it all in. He really, really standing out with a great job tonight. So we'll see how this will translate to the next series. But before we leave tonight's game, I also want to mention Draymond Green. Always seems to play big in big games. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 block shots. Didn't have a great series, but he had a great game 7, hit a couple of early buckets, and Jimmy buckets. Jimmy Butler with 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. Those guys were really good. Golden State, now get this. They've had the second highest scoring bench in the league in the regular season. Second highest all year long. Tonight, they had 3 points off their bench. This was a starter's win for Golden State. The only bucket scored off the bench was Kevon Looney. And he had the only free throw off the bench as well, as Steve Kerr put Jimmy Butler on the floor for 44 minutes, almost 40 for Draymond, 40 for Brandon Pajemski, 45 for Steph Curry, 37. And that's what you have to do in a game where it's, you know, there's no tomorrow. You have to play with the guys who brung you. And in this case, it was the starting 5, and they got the team off to a great start. And they did not look back in this one. Houston got 24 points from Amen Thompson, 9 rebounds, a block shot, 3 assists. Let me tell you, when he figures the offensive game out, when he figures, you know, how to score from the perimeter, he is going to be a star, and I mean a real star. He's got lots of talent. He's long, and he wants to play. He plays hard out there, and he defends like there's no tomorrow. Alperen Şengün, 21 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists. But as you heard Brandon Pajemski mention, they put a body on him the whole night. They made him work. He scored 21 points, but he took 23 shots, and that was all part of the game plan. Fred VanVleet had 17. Some of those were late. He had 7 rebounds and 3 assists, but he wasn't the crusher that he was in games 5 and 6 for the Rockets. They only got a total of 11 points, but they did get 16 rebounds off their bench play, which was impressive for them. They outscored the Warriors 46-34 in the paint. But when that differential is 54-18 from 3, that's not going to make it up when you outscore somebody in the paint. There were only 2 lead changes, 2 ties in this game. Warriors took control of the game, started to slip away in the third quarter, but they came out in the fourth quarter, reestablished themselves, really impressed with their hustle game and their scrappiness. You saw a lot of guys tonight go for a rebound and just tip it away. And if they couldn't get a rebound, just knock it away. Don't let the second chance points come. And as a result, the Rockets had 15 second chance points. But that's certainly, when you have a total of 14 offensive rebounds, that's holding a team down on second chance points. Warriors did a really Magnificent job there. So a Game 7 win for Golden State. They head off to Minneapolis and take on the Timberwolves.